Protect. Brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we speak to Harriet Burgess, the local area representative for the local electoral area of Macroom, about her efforts to have the Gira River Delta designated as a national park. Ireland currently has 7 national parks, but only one of these, Killarney, is in the south. Harriet says that the Gira River Delta should definitely be considered due to its almost unique nature.
It's so rare that a river exists the way the river does at the Gira currently. It's an inland river delta. River deltas typically form where a river meets the sea, but where it forms inland, like it has done at the Gira, it's extremely rare. There are several other inland river deltas that exist in the world, but they're few and far between. One exists in Botswana called the Okavango River Delta. The line that they say about it is the river that never meets the sea. It's a huge eco-tourist destination for people who are going on safari and things like that. There's an inland river delta that exists in the Czech Republic. It's a tributary of the River Danube. Again, there's a lot of tourism around this area. It's promoted quite heavily by the government there, and again, it's backed by national legislation in that country. Another example is the River Napo in Ecuador in South America. There's a lot of ecotourism around it as well. When I started looking at other examples of these extremely rare inland river delta formations in the world, it just seemed like the Gira was a bit of an outlier in terms of the amount of attention it's received nationally. Why is it that we aren't doing more to promote the Gira? And why is it that, for example, people even in Cork City don't know what I'm talking about when I say how special this place is?
As has been the case at other inland deltas, ecotourism forms a major part of the local economy. This is something that Harriet sees as being a major argument in favour of the designation.
I think if this is developed property, I just think this has such huge potential for not only the Macroom local electorate area, but Cork County. Ireland currently has, officially speaking, there's 6 national parks, but Minister Noonan launched the 7th national park, which is going to be a Meath. I can really see the potential that a national park brings to an area and brings to a county. And everyone knows about the Killarney National Park, for example. It brings jobs to areas, it brings funding to areas, it brings tourism to areas. And I think we do need to maybe start asking questions about, like, why Cork, for example, doesn't have a national park. Is that something that the people of Cork County want? And if that is something that people want to support, like, how do we go about doing this in the best way possible? Any development to make the area a national park would have to be done in the right way, in consultation with people who have expertise in wildlife management, for example. There are parts of the Gira Forest that are so untouched. It's extremely important that we manage ecotourism in the right way and ensure that there is no damage done to this extremely rare forest, which is currently regenerating itself.
A public meeting has been planned to get the ball rolling on the campaign, and Harriet is committed to it not faltering at this stage, as has happened in the past.
It's receiving a really good reception. I think there's a lot of interest in this locally. I've tried to be quite proactive about this within my own party, and I do think the Greens are very good on this issue. We actually held the National Party Convention in Cork in October, and I was delighted to invite the Minister for Environment, Eamon Ryan, out to Macroom the day before the convention took place, and he actually walked the Gira with me and expressed a huge interest in this idea that the area be designated a national park. So I think the first thing is raising this as an important issue within the party. I think what's very important that we do is ensure that there is engagement with locals on this issue, as I think there have been previous meetings on this in the past. I don't think there's been a follow through on public meetings around the Gira with other political parties. So I want to ensure that after this meeting is held on the 24th of February, first of all, that I listen to the views of what local people want on this. I hear what people are thinking about the area being made a national park. Critically, I want to gauge what kind of support there is for this issue. I'm thinking something along the lines of starting a petition to see if people do want to support this issue, what's the support for that like in terms of numbers, and after that, holding further meetings down the line. There's a huge amount of local interest in this.
If you would like to know more about the Gira, inland deltas, or Ireland's other national parks, check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when
Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.